Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. Then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." Proclaim the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Little Audrey loved to let her light shine. She was excited about her faith, and she was not afraid to show it. In church on Sunday mornings, Audrey could be heard saying the Lord's Prayer louder than anyone else. She wasn't being silly or rude. She was just happy to say that prayer, like all the big people in church. But it wasn't only at church. Audrey talked about God in the classroom, on the playground, and on her sports teams. She even asked someone on an airplane once, "Do you believe in Jesus?" When they said no, 7-year-old Audrey came right back with, "Well, why not?" Audrey loved Jesus so much that she wanted everyone to know about him and to be in heaven with her one day in the future. The verses for this devotion are very special. The Apostle John saw a vision of an angel flying through the air and proclaiming the gospel to all people. That word, gospel, means good news, and the good news is that Jesus is our Savior from sin. The Bible helps us to understand that this special vision was a prophecy, a promise about something or someone in the future. We call ourselves Lutherans after the name of a great reformer, Martin Luther. Many people see him as a fulfillment of this vision. God used Martin Luther to help bring back the truth of the gospel, that good news that we are saved by God's grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ. Martin Luther was a bold witness who helped preserve that message so that people all over the world could hear the good news. He was like the angel flying through the air in these verses. But while Martin Luther is a part of this special vision, he's not the only one. God has used many, many people over the years to help preach the gospel's good news to other people all throughout the world. And you know what? That includes you. That's right. When you act like little Audrey and talk about our Savior Jesus at school or on the playground, when you share the good news on an airplane or on a bus, or when adults share their faith at work, or at the store. These are all examples of people that God is using to proclaim the good news of Jesus to others. We Christians have heard the greatest news of all time. We believe in a Savior who lived and died for us to take away our sin and who rose again to life so that we would rise to life in heaven. Now God wants all people to know this gospel message, and he wants you to share it. So go, fly like an angel through the air to all the corners of the earth and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We fold our hands and bow our heads to pray. Jesus, Lord of the Church, you send us out to make disciples of all nations. Help us to faithfully proclaim the truth of the gospel to all people everywhere we go. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.